to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
And without warning, our focus on things faded, and all that really mattered was what kind of human we decided to be. Hi, it's Jill Jack, and yes, you are listening to Dream Big. From my home, actually, during a pandemic. Did I ever think I would say that in my lifetime? No, didn't. And I'm sure, like all of you, we've run a gamut of emotions. I first was the happy-go-lucky optimist, then I went to the dark space, and then I went to kind of a free, peaceful space. And I find that every day there's a different emotion that's attached to me, and I work through it because I have all day to do so. So I think, you know, I wanted to talk today about reality, I guess. And the reality can be scary, but the reality can also be beautiful. So for me, as always, trying to find the brighter side of things, I'll take some time off and get peaceful. But when I think about how I jokingly say to people in the past, oh, you know, the world's too much for me right now. I'm just going to go find a farm and get two cows and you know, check out, not even be on social media or anything like that. That's just always kind of been my fantasy when things seem intense. And what's so funny, not so funny, but funny in a way, ironic, is that that's where we are today. I mean, and you see so many posts on Facebook and things like that about kind of the universe or God or whatever you believe in saying, okay, taking it all away so that you can kind of focus on what's important. So for me, and what I'd like you to do, my trusty listeners, is get out a pen and paper, because I'm sure you're not driving. And write down the things that were bothering you or were important or maybe causing you stress prior to this pandemic. And then once you do that, take a look at them and how important do they seem now? That's what I was doing yesterday. I was like, okay, kind of almost laughing at myself, not in a shameful way, but just like, man, those things seem so huge last week. And now they don't mean a thing. They just don't mean anything. And in a beautiful way, it's such a freeing thing to know that most of the stuff we worry about is really not important on the grand scheme of things. I mean, the closing song I have on the Dream Big show is Live Like There's No Tomorrow. And we kind of are, in a way, living that way right now. What is the most fun you're having in this crazy pandemic? I will tell you one thing. All our laundry's done in our house. Our closets are cleaned out. Our refrigerator's clean. Our whole house is clean, top to bottom. We're enjoying each other's company. We're making dinners together as a family. We're praying. We're joking around. We're playing games. We're taking walks as a family, checking in with each other all day and then kind of dispersing through the house as we go. I mean, I'm truly blessed in the house I have that my husband built, that we all have our own space so we don't get on each other's nerves at times. But there's also that social connection. So I feel truly blessed. I'm literally counting my blessings daily as I go through this. And then there's those facts that really can cause worry, like the fact that as a musician, I have no income coming in. In one day, I lost thousands and thousands of dollars. I've never had that in my life. I've never had that situation. I've always worked like two jobs or had different things, you know, always kind of like this backup plan. And I don't. And so what do I do? Well, obviously the first thing I did was fall apart. And that's okay. That's okay. You can be kind to yourself and allow yourself these emotions. It's okay to have fear, but don't stay in it. Because guess what? I'm not alone, and neither are you in this situation. If there's a positive outlook on just that fact that I don't have money coming in, I am not alone in this. No one's coming and taking my house keys away. No one's taking my car away. No one is stealing the food out of my refrigerator. So I know I have enough to get us through. I also have family members to depend on. So, but not everyone does. So there's still like this gnawing at me. What can I do to help people? Where is my role to help people? Because someone always has it worse than me. And it's hard because we're not supposed to be around people. So my first inkling is I want to go, bring people lunch or food or whatever, but how do I know if I'm not carrying the virus? So I can't. So what can I do? I can send a note. I can send someone, like I did the other day, a friend of mine, her mom is in Florida and she has dementia and she's trying to figure out how to get her home and she can't fly her home and her mom wants to come home. And so I just sent a prayer. I have another friend who's going through chemo today. Like, who needs that during all of this? But I'm there for him. I'm sending him reminders of our friendship and reminders of better times we've had. That's what we can do in this world right now. There's so much, I saw this poem and it said, I don't know if it's called a poem or whatever, but it said, and the people sat still and the earth healed and spring came, flowers bloomed, brightening hope and beauty back into the world. We have this dove that she gets pregnant every year and builds a nest right outside my kitchen window. I named her Gertrude. And sure enough, she's back. She's back this year with her husband. They're building their nest right now. And I'm watching the flowers come up already, even though it did snow today. But it's like the world keeps turning, the world keeps moving. Spring is coming, Michigan. I trust that it will. The snow is going to disappear today. But my point is that things are still alive. We are still alive. There's so much for us to do. So this is not a permanent fixture. We will be here for who knows how long. But in the meantime, why not rest? Why not nap? Oh my God, napping is awesome. Why not, I mean, yes, everyone's got their to-do list, but it's okay if you don't feel like doing it today. I checked out yesterday. I don't feel like doing it. I mean, I did my yoga, but I painted all day. It was awesome. And then I watched the news, which wasn't good for me, but it is good to stay informed. And then I just kind of laid around and watched TV, and it was okay. But today I feel like doing more. Today I wanted to do my podcast. Today I wanted to talk to you. Today I wanted to hopefully give hope to someone who's feeling, down. All right, so this is what we're going to do today. While you're listening, or after you hang up, or after you stop listening, I want you to decide all the things that you would do if you could retire with endless amounts of money in your home. What would you like to do? Draw, play a game, hang out with your kids, call a friend. All the simple things in life. Simple things are for sure. Isn't that strange? It's that big grandiose stuff, the stuff that we get jealous of other people having. Have you noticed that some of the things that you were jealous of someone else? I remember when we first got the word that things were being canceled, I saw South by Southwest. Big music festival, right? I've played it once. And I saw a couple of my musician friends got to play this year, and there was a twinge of jealousy. And I was like, oh, you know, and I went into kind of that space of jealousy. And now that's canceled. And you just realize what's important and what isn't. We're all still living every day. We're breathing every day. So, what are you doing for yourself? What are you doing for your mental health right now? What is something that you don't normally have time to do that you could do? For me, it's the same thing, but just more of it. Writing, reading, exercising, going for walks outside. Oh my gosh, it feels so good. I have never seen so many people outside. And yes, we're all keeping our distance, but literally so many people are walking their dogs. You know, the dogs are happy right now, unless you're sitting right now, which I am sitting in a chair that my dog usually sits on. So she's laying on the floor. She doesn't look happy with me right now. But look at all the musicians. You know, being a musician, it's a tough deal right now. But I had the most glorious opportunity to perform, and we streamed it on YouTube. We had so many people watch. So these are the little miracles I'm talking about that happen. So had I done the show, 100 people would have seen the show, and you know, we would have got paid our normal pay. And it would have been an awesome show. When they first, I assumed it was going to be canceled. And then when they said, no, would you be willing to do this? We have a two camera shot. So the cameraman, nobody was there, but we ran it live on YouTube. Thousands of people tuned in. We had donations come in. Somebody paid a $1,000 donation for our music. He said it was so uplifting. We made more money doing that than we did normally. And if I would have just gotten angry and pouted and frustrated and said, no, I'm not going to do this, I'd be in a different situation right now today. It was the most spiritual experience, knowing that was probably going to be my last gig for a while. I wanted to enjoy every breath I took, every sound I made with my vocal cords. I wanted to experience music with people, even though I couldn't see them. It's like I could feel their energy. So when you're feeling alone, know that there's people out there. Reach out to them. I mean, thank God this happened while we can FaceTime, while we can have Facebook and see what everyone's cooking for dinner, why we can call each other, while we could. My daughter did this adorable thing. She has a friend who's pregnant. She obviously doesn't want to be around her just in case she is carrying the virus. So she went and taped a note on her door and said, you are loved. And I just thought that was beautiful. So what can you do to help other people? Because sometimes when we help other people, not just sometimes, normally when we help other people, we feel good about it. So what can you do? Who can you do it for? You know who I want to help is the people at the grocery stores who are working tirelessly to stock and be there for us. My brother-in-law works at Costco. He's never seen anything like it. He's stressed. He's worried. So the best way to help him is he has forever a crazy sense of humor. And so I try to just send him memes that I know will make him laugh. I'm sure he thinks I'm ridiculous, but I know he knows this is my way of reaching out and taking care of him in my only way that I know how. What can you do? I know that there's prayer. Now, I know people don't always have faith. They don't have this prayer. They don't have a religion, but that's okay. They can also meditate into the universe, sending good, positive energy. When you do that, when you sit quiet and meditate, actually, it's scientifically proven it's good for you. It's good for your cells. It's good for your body. It's good for your mind. It raises energy inside of you. Stress does that too, but on an opposite level. I was talking to a friend of mine and he was so worried. And I asked him what he thought the worry was doing for him. Is it helping? No. Worry doesn't do anything. It doesn't change the facts. So if you're watching a lot of news and it's causing you stress, turn it off. Turn on chanting monks. I love monks. Chanting is the most peaceful feeling in the world. Or start a book. Even if you never thought of yourself as a writer, write down all your emotions, either in a journal or write it on a computer. I have a professor friend who says write 15 minutes a day, and before you know it, you'll end up having a novel. Imagine that. A person who has never planned on writing decided to write a book during the pandemic, and you'll have a bestseller. Hey, dream big. That's what I say. So what is it that calms you? Think about it. I know for me, cooking calms me a lot. We've been cooking. We've been baking. And it's really fun. Put on music that you haven't heard in a while. Let it play throughout the house. Turn it up. My daughter and I decided to turn on Earth, Wind, and Fire and do a workout in the living room. We moved all the furniture. It was so much fun. We've never done that. We've never done that. We haven't danced like that since she was little. And we were laughing. It was a memory I know she'll have the rest of her life. And I hope she tells my grandkids when I have them. Also, tune in to people that are light. There's a friend of mine on Facebook who his little son is only like 3, I think, maybe 2. And he has a little plastic guitar. I literally tune in every day watching him because he makes me laugh. He makes my heart light. Those are the things that you can do. You can reach out to people and to things that make you feel light and less heavy. You have a choice here. Yes, I could sit here and worry about what's going to happen for the next 6 months. Do I know, though? No. In the way the news changes every day, we don't know. So we have to truly live in the moment. We have to truly live in the present. So the present for me right now is sitting in my beautiful office, staring at all my guitars on the wall that brought me so much joy throughout my life, whether it be my first guitar that's on the wall that was representative of my childhood, learning how to play guitar and then playing in church and playing with friends, to one of my other guitars that brought me through my first years of my music career. It traveled all over the world with me. It has so many experiences. If it could talk, it'd be awesome. Maybe start looking back in your life while you're home. Maybe look at old pictures. Go through vacation pictures. Go through times that made you happy or brought you a spiritual fullness. I know for me, one trip I had was in Utah. It was the weirdest thing. I was selected as a top 10 songwriter, and I flew out to Utah and was put up in this beautiful place, 11,000 feet up into the mountains. It was so quiet. I ended up writing half an album there. I lost the contest. I was so sad, but I wrote half an album there. And so I go back to that happy place, that place that brings me peace. So where's somewhere a photo that you can look at, or a photo of someone? Right now I'm staring at a picture of my dad. He is sitting in a boat. He was fishing in Canada, one of his most favorite things to do. And I want to paint that picture today. I'm a little nervous about doing it, but I'm going to try anyway. But when I look at that, he was so at peace in that picture. My father was a physician with a lot of stress. But when I look at this picture, I realize this was his happy place. This is where he was at peace. And I know in heaven right now, he's looking down, like scratching his head going, whoa. And I honestly have to say, I'm glad he's not experiencing this because he was a worrier. And it's nice to know that he's not stressed right now, unless he's worried for us. But I think where he's at, he's able to watch over us better. So think about that too. That's another thing you can do. Pray to the people that you have lost already. Ask them for guidance and for them to watch over you. They're your angels right now. We all have guardian angels, whether you believe it or not. I totally believe it. I believe in miracles. I believe that we will get through this. I know we will. I don't know what it's going to look like on the other side of it, but we're not alone. And that's the beauty of it. We're just not alone. One of these days, we're going to be able to walk out of our houses. One of these days, we're going to be able to shake hands. We are going to be able to hug each other again. For all us huggers out there, oh man, I know people. I'm struggling too. It's so hard for me not to hug people. But you can hug them with your eyes. I know it sounds corny, but your eyes are the light to your soul. And if you look at someone with kindness and thank them for being at the grocery store, or thank the garbage men for picking up your garbage, or thank the UPS people or the Amazon people who are dropping off these packages to keep you alive with your vitamins and my hair color, all of that, we are all capable of spreading joy, even as limited as we are. So today I want you to do something fun for yourself. I want you to put on some music. I want you to dance around your house. I want you to find peace somewhere in a room, maybe somewhere you haven't sat in a while. This morning I had breakfast sitting at the dining room table by myself, just looking at the snow coming down peacefully. I said a prayer over my meal because I can't believe I'm lucky enough to have that meal. So I appreciate it. Don't be afraid to ask the universe or God for what you need. You will get it. Faith is a beautiful thing. Please, I ask of you that you choose faith over fear. Fear does nothing but cause detriment to your health and your well-being. Just stay in the faith. And if you need any help, the good thing is you can reach out to people. You can even reach out to me, Jill at JillJack.com. If you need a prayer, an uplifting thought, an idea to keep you busy, you know, I can always FaceTime with you as well. That's the beauty of it. But go out there, don't go out there, stay in your home, but enjoy this time, because at some point we will all be back at work. At some point we'll all be running, like, we'll forget about this. I guarantee you, somewhere, years down the line, we will forget that we weren't able to shake hands or hug. I hope we take that with us. I hope we remember the importance of humanity and the importance of being good people and being satisfied and grateful for what we have at this very moment. I get it. Don't be afraid. We're all in this together. And I do want to say thank you to my awesome producer, Remy, who goes in and makes sure that we get this done. These podcasts, they're so important. He just sent me a smiley face. And also to Brent. Oh, he sent me a heart too. Life is beautiful. Everybody celebrate. Celebrate together while we have less distraction. Enjoy life. Enjoy the people you're around. And if you're alone, reach out. We are here for you. Someone will be there for you. With much love and peace and prayer for you all. I'm tuning out today, but I will be back next week. Thanks for listening.